How about some fine furniture, handmade and hand-finished, but instead of that natural wood-stained look, this furniture is maybe tiger-striped or zebra contrasting of black and white grain or blue or yellow. It's striking to see in pictures and even more interesting in person. Meet Clayton and Megan Aronson, Aronson Woodworks in Prohl, Iowa, this month's Iowa Farm Bureau Renew Rural Iowa Award winner. Clayton Aronson talks with us about the start of his dream.
Well, I was, like a lot of people are, they have their full-time job and then they do woodworking as a hobby. And then at some point I got enough word-of-mouth clients with furniture, a designer that was using me somewhat regularly, that I thought I could give a go at just doing it full-time for a job. And then at the same time, growing up in the country, I was always looking to move to the country. Again, we lived in Des Moines in the Beaverdale area, but we found a place. So all at once, we were kind of both changing our jobs and moving to the country, and that was it. The plan was to just make custom furniture, any wood project, really, for just the Des Moines area.
Now, you have some unique things you're doing, though, with that furniture, in that when I came to your shop, most of the wood you're using is ash, and that is something that we're finding a lot of in central Iowa because we're cutting down a lot of ash trees. So you're able to take something that we're actually, you know, going to be throwing away and designing furniture out of it.
Yeah, and that's another thing. We didn't target ash because they were being removed. When I worked at the 19th century shop in Story City, our favorite woods to use were ash and walnut, and we would mix them together a lot. But hand tooling ash was always fun. It's one reason we liked it, but the figure in it was another thing. So I've always just enjoyed working with ash. And that was another thing when we moved down. It was about the same time that Des Moines announced that they were removing all the ash trees. So we reached out to them saying we'd like to salvage as many as we could. And now everything we make almost is out of ash. The finish wasn't something that we did. It was something I was dabbling with, and that's kind of become our thing now. And the thing with the finish is it enhances the grain, and ash to me has the best, most pronounced and naturally flowing grain.
I want to talk about the finish. You mentioned the finish, and when you go to your website, that's kind of the eye candy, is that finish, because normally you look at woodwork and it is that deep, rich, natural wood, honey, or walnut color. But you look at some of your finishes, and it might be a kind of a blue and white combination, or a black and white combination, or even wild with each grain a different color, and that field in between the grain then a different color. And that's kind of your magic sauce with that. So without telling me the entire secret, how'd you come up with that?
When this was a hobby and I was out in the shop, I was always just playing around with different finishes. I had kind of a weird finish that I did for a local designer that became popular for about a year. And when I was doing that, I had the idea to do a high contrast grain fill. So I did white with black, which you see sometimes with ceruzing where you're dyeing the wood or bleaching the wood white. But then that evolved into where we could do any color. And just over time, we started playing with other things. And that's really what grabbed people's attention across the country. Was this really unique look that we were doing, where you could take, a designer can take any two colors and we'll make the grain pop.
And pop it does. Aronson Design pieces are popping off the pages of high fashion magazines and are displayed in homes and galleries all the way to New York. So you have this very unique and patented process of finishing wood, but you have to make it into something. That's where we pick up the conversation with Megan Aronson.
The majority of her work is based off of what Clay calls a waterfall construction. So that's where it started, and okay, it's evolved over time. I've been haunting Instagram now for 4 years, and I've picked up on a movement toward shapes and sculptural, you know, structures that have more curve to them. So I think that that's been something we've had fun with, incorporating more like softer lines rather than very, you know, harsh corners and straight lines that I think are really sleek and gorgeous, and people still want those. But it's been really fun to collaborate with designers, because I'll pitch an idea to them perhaps, and they'll pick it up and run with it, or they'll come to us with something very, very custom and unique for their project, and we'll try to achieve that.
The Aronsons worked with the Center for Industrial Research and Services at Iowa State University, known as CIRIS. Adam Lathrop is with CIRIS and talks about the types of businesses CIRIS works with.
We work with small to mid-sized businesses across Iowa, primarily manufacturing, but we do have resources for any business out there who may have a need. It just depends on how it fits in with some of the funding available.
Let me ask you about when in the process they should get a hold of someone like you.
We generally work with established companies.
And another good resource is the Iowa Farm Bureau and Journey to Your Vision programs. More on that at iowafarmbureau.com. So you have some pieces, but you need to find a market. More on finding that market when the big show continues.